sitting down here with John Elway. You just wrapped up your end-of-season press conference here. John, how did you see Vance Joseph grow and improve during his first year?
Well, I mean, obviously it was a tough year for him. You know, you go through that, and to go through an eight-game losing streak, I think that, it was very, very tough on a first-time head coach. And to really kind of understand the responsibilities of that head coach, even though I think he understood it, until you get in that role, and then you go through a tough time like we went through. I mean, that I think the guy handled it well. You know, he continued to work hard. Didn't have all the answers. Couldn't quite get it turned around like we'd like to, but that wasn't all on Vance either. I think that, we didn't play as well as we should have on the team. And so a lot of different things that went on. But I think, overall, I think Vance did the best he possibly could. And I thought that, Vance deserved, another chance and, another year. And the fact that, I got to do a better job getting him the right guys on the football field and making sure he has the best opportunity to be successful.
What makes you feel confident that just after that first year, now he'll be able to turn it around next year?
Well, because I think he's seen everything and his expectations of what everything's all about and how he can take care of his time and his coaching staff, for him to be able to get, I think he's made some changes on his staff, so therefore get the guys that he wants and get them around, the guys that he can trust. And so I think that's going to help tremendously to get that staff and everybody on the same page. And I think, he said it many times in the press conference, and the fact that, he's got to do a better job managing the staff. And I think that's the one thing that he will have learned going through that first year is how to manage that staff.
Heading into the offseason now, day one of the offseason, what's the biggest priority?
Well, the biggest priority is probably take a breath real quick and kind of let the dust settle, get away from 2017 and the feelings of disappointment that we had in that year, because obviously, when you're with the Denver Broncos, those type years don't come around very often. And so I think it was a good wake-up call for us. We'll get away from that. We'll come back, evaluate our football team, start formulating a plan, how we're going to attack free agency as well as the draft, and get the roster back up to 90 where we can go into training camp and, have great competition and find the best 53 guys.
I know that you've been waiting to see Paxton Lynch play for so long, got in there in that final game. How did the way he played, how will that affect how you evaluate the quarterbacks?
Well, I mean, I think, I felt bad for Paxton and really all the quarterbacks, is we didn't do a good job of putting them in a situation for them to be successful. Now, they didn't play very well, so there's responsibility on their side, but there's also responsibility on my side as far as, or as well as VJ, as far as not giving them the best opportunity to be successful. With Paxton, it was a frustrating year in the fact that it was, for him it was very frustrating too, because he hurt the shoulder, in the last or the third preseason game, so he was out 8-9 weeks there. And then when he finally gets an opportunity to be the starter against the Raiders, gets a high ankle sprain and can't play for 4 weeks. And so, that kind of told you what kind of year it was for us as well as Paxton. But when he came in and played against the Chiefs, I thought he did very well, played well and was on target, went the right spots with the ball, showed his athleticism. So I think, and it was tremendous for his confidence. I think you could see his confidence grow during the game. And so, overall, he did a good job with the opportunity he had. He did a nice job.
There's so much focus on the quarterback position, and I know you want to address that, but when you look at the current makeup of the roster, some veterans, some young guys, how does the current makeup affect how you will attack the offseason?
Well, that's, again, we got to go back to the evaluation, see where we are budget-wise, see where we are, and try to get back to the 53 men we can. And so, also trying to massage what's going on down that locker room, and so try to get that to wherever we're now back on the same page and have the same goal, and that's, again, to compete for a world championship. And I, say that because, that's our goal. Now, whether we get it done next year, we'll have to see. Our intention is to have a great offseason, really add players that can really come in here and help us, the right type of players that with right leadership that, we get it back on track.
How close do you think the Broncos are?
Well, you never know. I mean, obviously, a lot of teams that finish last in divisions come back. I mean, that's, this league's about, keeping everybody involved and give them a chance to be successful. And so, you always think you have a chance. That's our goal. That's our mindset. Hopefully we can get there.
All right, John. Thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
You got it, Phil.